Welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk with Shauna and Dave Moore of More Wealth Management. Retirement planning comes with unique challenges, like managing market volatility, staying ahead of inflation, and building a strategy that aligns with your goals. On this show, we'll tackle your biggest financial concerns, share actionable insights, and explore strategies to help you navigate your journey to retirement confidence. Now let's get started with More Wealth Retirement Talk.
Welcome back, everyone, to More Wealth Retirement Talk. I'm Dave Moore, here with my wife, Shauna, author of Retire With More, and our colleague, Jacqueline. How are you today, Jacqueline?
I am fantastic. You know, you guys are my favorite people to see every week, and it makes me so sad when we miss a week, and it makes me so incredibly happy to see you guys and talk with you and just learn all about the things that Shauna has to say. And then we got the sports, you know, Dave, and I learn a lot there too.
Mm-hmm. How did you know this was about sports today?
Well, isn't it always? Don't we always try to make something with Dave?
It's more and more sports. It's less serious, and it's just
more. Did you
more
say
jokes.
More and more sports?
I did say more and more.
Mm-hmm. We do that.
I like that.
Everything.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you've joined us today. Now, around here, we like to keep retirement planning real, practical, and it says sometimes fun, but I like a lot of fun. Since we're right in the middle of football season, actually, we are in the middle of the beginning of football season. We thought, what better way to talk about retirement than through the lens of America's favorite game? Think about it. Football is all about strategy, discipline, and execution. You don't just show up on game day without a playbook, and you definitely don't win without a good coach. In retirement, pretty much the same thing. You can have all the talent in the world, or in this case, all the savings in the world, but if you don't have a game plan and a coach to guide you, you're going to have a hard time getting across that goal line. So today, we're putting on our headsets, getting our whistles, drawing up some plays, and talking about how coaching in football parallels the way we work with our clients, helping them avoid penalties, keeping emotions from wrecking their game, and making sure they have a balanced strategy that actually gets them to retirement victory.
That's right, Dave. And, you know, we don't want to call all the plays for you, for our clients. We want to be the coaches on the sideline, guiding you through these tough decisions and helping you stay disciplined.
And along the way, we'll also throw a few penalty flags on the bad advisors out there. I mean, the ones who are just too one-dimensional, ignore key parts of planning, or leave their clients without a full team on the field. But before we do that, how are the two of you?
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're good. We're having a better. Last week, we were a little bit under the weather.
Yes,
this we were. Week, even though it was better weather outside, it's back to being hot again out here in Arizona. Yeah,
unfortunately.
And we have another road trip in front of us in 2 days. We get to go to Colorado.
Ooh.
For soccer.
Yeah. Yes, a league game in soccer.
All we do is travel, I swear.
Yep, that's what sports do for you.
Yeah, it's true.
How about you, Jacqueline?
I'm good. I fully embraced the fall weather, and I decided to bake away this weekend. Oh, so I made a homemade pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah.
A homemade pumpkin sourdough loaf.
Keep talking.
A regular sourdough loaf, and then I made sourdough donuts.
Are you serious?
We should be in Minnesota right
Why
now.
Why are we not in Minnesota?
Yes.
In Jacqueline's kitchen.
Yes.
We do this around the kitchen table.
I will give you a fresh loaf of sourdough bread, and we will butter it up.
How is the weather right now?
It's better now. This weekend, we are supposed to be in 80 degrees. So back to summer. I'm not really sure what's going on, but we're just embracing it.
So for you, that's back to summer.
Yes.
For us, that's basically winter.
Yes,
it is. We won't get there until Thanksgiving ish.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the nights get cold here. The desert wind comes in and gets cold. But the days are gorgeous.
Yeah.
So you two are going to come here before fall is over. And then I'm going to go there during summer so I can escape the winter.
Yes.
Well,
you're going to come here in winter. To escape your winter and come to our...
Yeah, you don't want to be here in our summer.
You don't want to be here in our summer.
Yeah.
It's the hottest place on earth, I think.
Hey, Jacqueline, I like how you said you would throw the penalty flags, because the way Shauna and I look at this is you are the referee in our little show we have.
Oh,
yeah, she is. She is. She should just have constant penalty flags. Well, and you can just raise it up on your screen. Let me get out of line.
I mean, I vote for doing that because honestly, I could see it, but I also can't really make decisions that well either. So I don't know how well that would go.
Well, you can throw a penalty flag and go, I don't know what the penalty is, but I know Dave and Sean are out of line here. So
okay, deal. Probably be
they right. Violated something.
You'll probably be right.
Yeah. Well, whether you're in the first quarter of your career or down to the 2-minute drill of retirement, this episode is going to give you the playbook you need.
So we are getting team jerseys for this episode, right?
We should have them on right now.
We should.
What did I say before this episode?
I'm sure I know who your team is, Jacqueline, but I don't know who our team is.
Well, I do call dibs on not wearing shoulder pads.
More wealth retirement shoulder pads, right?
And we can just send them to her and make her wear them.
Yeah, we can have our logo like right in the middle.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Great idea. Great idea.
Well, I'm not sure they would make the financial advisor cut anyway, but let's dive in. Today, we're going to talk about what good coaching looks like in retirement planning, the mistakes that can cost you the game, and how to spot those red flags when choosing an advisor. So let's start with this. Our job isn't to tell our clients what to do. Just like a coach doesn't run out on the field and throw the passes and play the game for you. Our job is to give them the playbook, help them stay disciplined and call timeouts when the emotions get in the way.
Absolutely. And, you know, Dave, that reminds me of one of our clients that we work with. And a few years ago, we'll call them Mike and Linda. So Mike loved watching the markets every day. Every headline, he was glued to his screen. When the market dipped, he wanted to sell everything. And when it shot up, he wanted to buy more. And so that's what we're here. Go ahead.
Well, so basically he was trying to call audibles every play.
Exactly. But we had to explain to him, it's kind of like a quarterback changing the play at the line of scrimmage every single time. You confuse your team and eventually you're going to throw an interception. So we had to coach Mike and Linda into sticking with their long-term strategy. So today, now that we've been working with them for several years, they're in a much better place because they don't panic every single time things get rocky.
It's a pretty good example. You know, coaching, like we said, isn't about calling every play for you. It's about keeping you disciplined when you're tempted to abandon the gameplay, especially when emotions get in the way. But the other thing that I want to throw in is, you know, good coaching is about looking at long term. And when you're coaching a bunch of players, understandably, they're constantly looking at short term. They want immediate results. That's because a lot of the emotion is in play. So one thing I know that we do here and Sean is really good at is kind of getting everybody to pause for a second, take a deep breath at understanding what the long-term strategy is that removes those emotions right away. That's what we talk about when it comes down to having a good coach. Mm-hmm. So one of the biggest killers of investment returns isn't the market. Here we go. It's emotions. It's
emotions.
Yeah. Fear, like fear. Greed is another one. It's like a quarterback throwing into triple coverage because he really wants that touchdown. 9 times out of 10, that ball is going to get intercepted. We've seen those quarterbacks out there. We've seen a ton of interceptions. We've all had them on our fantasy team, too.
Yes, yeah. We have. And they can ruin our week for fantasy.
Yeah, or they force it.
Exactly. You know, and we've had clients over the years when there's been market volatility, you know, like this spring, for example, the markets were volatile. Most of our clients were okay with it, but we've had some that would call in right after the market drop. And, you know, for like this, the tariffs this spring. That was a time where people were really very concerned. But, you know, we had a few clients that in the past or this year or during COVID and other times over the years, where they're ready to just bench the whole team, their stocks, their funds, just move everything into cash. And, you know, we do understand that. We get it. The fear is real and it's understandable. But I remind them, if you sell now, you're locking in the loss. That's like walking off the field at halftime because you're down by 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. So we don't want you to do that. With some coaching, proper coaching, they stay disciplined. And you know what? For example, our clients this year that stayed in the market when we had the dip in the spring, 6 months later, they're all glad that they didn't panic and that they stayed the course.
And it's important to note that they stayed with the process. The process is the key. Okay. Our job is to create a strategy, create that process for them. Keep their eyes on the process, which is always long-term. And when emotions come into play, when panic comes into play, that fear that we talk about, it's very easy to get away from the process. And if you just remind them, hey, let's breathe here a little bit. Let's concentrate on the process, which is what got us to this point. And then the long term just magically happens.
Right. And just reminding them that this is part of the plan. And obviously, we don't want to lose money, but we know there's going to be some ups and downs in the market. And so we want to make sure you're not making those emotional decisions and, you know, unraveling your entire plan because of something that could be short term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just stick with it and let the second half play out.
Exactly.
Yeah. And great points, because like penalties and like panic selling, right? They don't just cost you yards, but they can cost you the entire game.
Exactly.
Well, and be fair, watching the stock market every day is like watching instant replays in slow motions. It feels way more dramatic than it is. And you're really just shooting yourself in the foot.
Absolutely.
Right. And unlike football, you can't challenge the game and ask for a market reversal.
I wish we could, though. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Hey, replay. Yeah. But speaking of coaching, let's talk a little bit about how to pick the right coach, because unfortunately, not every advisor out there is going to get you across that goal line. Not every advisor is going to be the right one to lead you into and through retirement based on what they provide their clients, what their specialties are, what they're experienced and licensed in. And so you want to make sure you're finding the right coach for retirement.
Yeah. And red flag number one, I'm putting up my red flag here. not all stock market and anti-annuity advisor. That's like a coach who only runs Hail Marys, right? Sure, it's exciting, but it's just not suitable.
True.
Right.
Or there's another red flag, the all annuity advisor who says the market's just too risky. That's like a coach who punts every possession, right? You're not just going to lose big. You're never going to win big either.
Right. Exactly. You can't be too safe. You know, and then there's the advisor who ignores entire areas of retirement income planning. No Social Security strategy, no Social Security planning, no pension planning, no tax efficient income plan, not planning for your legacy. So that's like showing up to the Super Bowl without your special teams. You might have a decent offense, but you're going to get burned sooner or later.
And unfortunately, we've seen families pay the price for that.
Yes, we have. And, you know, just to give you an example, we had a couple that they almost filed for Social Security early at 62 while they were still working and had good incomes, because their advisor simply never brought it up, never talked to them about it, never said, hey, let's talk about your overall income plan. You know, and that mistake, had they not come and talked to us where we looked at it and did the proper planning, would have cost them thousands of dollars every year for life. And once we coached them through the right claiming strategy for Social Security, it completely changed their retirement income and their outlook.
That's what I call a pick six. You take what could have been a turnover and turn it into points on the board.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
So what should people look for? I mean, a good retirement coach sees the whole field. They know how to use guaranteed income plays like pensions, annuities, and Social Security, but they also keep you invested for growth.
And, you know, it's not just about drawing up the plan once. You know, a coach doesn't just hand you a playbook at the start of the season and then poof, disappear. You know, they're there every week making adjustments, calling audibles, and helping you stay accountable. You know, so that's what we do for our clients. And I like to tell our clients, retirement is a season. It's not a single game. Some years are going to be easier than others. And you want a coach who's going to be with you through the ups and downs, not just someone who leaves when things get tough.
And that's where you step in, Shauna. You want to keep clients from making emotional mistakes, keep them disciplined, and make sure their strategy has balance. Because retirement isn't one with a single lucky throw. It's one with consistent plays year after year.
And listen, if you don't have that kind of coaching right now, you can give us a call. We offer a 15-minute complimentary discovery call where we'll sit down, look at your situation, and show you whether your current playbook is going to get you across that goal line. You can schedule that at 833-4-MY-WEALTH or at our website, morewealthtalk.com. That's two O's in more.
Yes, it is.
So whether you're just kicking off your career or you're in the fourth quarter and retirement's right around the corner, the key is to having the right coach by your side.
Yes, someone who can help design the right plays, help you avoid costly penalties, and keep you disciplined when the game gets tough.
and someone who knows the whole field, not just the one position. That means Social Security, pensions, tax efficiency, Medicare, legacy planning, income strategies, you know, the entire team.
That's Shauna.
I'd do my best.
Listening today and wondering, is my advisor really coaching me, or are they just running the same play over and over? It's a great reason to give us a call. You know, one of the things that I really liked about you, Shauna, when we were getting to know each other and we were talking on the business side of things, is that you aren't just a normal run-of-the-mill cookie-cutter financial advisor, is that you sit down and you actually care about people, you actually coach people, and you're sincere about it. You have integrity. That is our mantra right there. You've got to be able to coach everybody to get them to understand not only what we're doing, but why we're doing this. At the same time, being able to hold them accountable and being the emotionless one. And, you know, sometimes just calling a timeout and reminding everybody, hey, trust the process.
Yep. And, you know, remember, you don't get overtime in retirement. You've got one chance to play this game the right way.
Well, and I also just want to note that when it comes to doing these podcasts, Shauna is also our coach. She coaches us on what we're going to say, how we say it, what we're going to talk about. And she is the best podcast host amongst many other things. And so I love having you as my coach, Shauna.
Aw, Jacqueline, I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me. I do appreciate that.
Absolutely. And so let's make sure that everyone listening, you know, is ready for the win.
That's true. And there's, believe it or not, there are people out there who are afraid of success. So everybody wants to succeed, but there's a lot of people who are afraid of the process. Some people are not used to it. They've never been coached before. You've got to be coachable.
Right.
Today, thanks for joining us for today's episode. You can follow our podcast on Spotify, Amazon, or Apple Podcasts, or find all of our past episodes on our website, morewealthtalk.com. Again, that's two O's and more. We'll be back next week with more strategies, more stories, and maybe even a more football analogies if I get my way.
We'll see about that. We'll see.
Do I get a say in this too?
You sure do. You're part owner of this team.
You're allowed more leniency than he is. Trust me.
Oh, referee.
Wow. All right. A flag. Well, right. Where's now, my flag?
You yes. don't get flags. Dave doesn't get any flags.
Oh, I was going to get angry about earlier. He got a red flag earlier, but we'll try again next week.
We'll try again. He gets a red flag every day.
Yeah. You see our living room. There's just constant flags being thrown at me. I'm like, again.
All right. Well, have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for more Wealth Retirement Talk. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Shauna and Dave Moore at Moore Wealth Management at 480-800-7077 or visit morewealthmanagement.net. Join us again soon for another episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk.
Advisory services are offered through More Wealth Partners, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through More Wealth Management, an affiliated company. More Wealth Partners and More Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the federal Medicare program or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.